I am not alone. I live in a world created and sustained by love. The Creator of the universe surrounds me and fills my heart with love. The presence and power of God in my life is love. God's love is unconditional. There is nothing I can do or must do to earn it. It's an eternal fact that sustains the world. It forms the foundation for my self-esteem, and His love makes me worthy. When my heart is full of God's love, it's full of God's presence and power. It's impossible to have unconditional love in my heart without God putting it there. Unconditional love is not in my chromosomes. Only God can breathe it into my life. God loves me and accepts me the way that I am, but He loves me too much to let me stay that way. That is my ultimate reason for hope. God is on my side. He wants to fill my heart with His love, banish my limitations, and wash away the plague of negative thoughts from my mind. God's love carries away my burden of guilt. His love not only wipes the slate clean, it also throws the slate away. God has a plan for my life that is better than anything I can imagine. There is no limit to how good my life can become when I max out on the power of His love. When I rotated through psychiatry in medical school, I discovered that there were no magic cures for what ails the human heart and mind. I optimistically hoped that there would be great breakthroughs in medicine that would heal damaged emotions. People suffering emotional distress would find treatment that would make them whole. For 30 long years, I waited for the miracle to happen. Psychotherapy turned out to be a disappointment. As I read the books and ingested the psychological flavor of the day, the years thundered by and the miracle never happened. And now I know why. Emotional wounds don't heal properly without a liberal application of God's love. When God created the world, He didn't walk away when He was done. He didn't abandon His creation. Instead, He did an amazing thing. He poured Himself into the human heart. From the very beginning, God has relentlessly poured His love into every open heart. God's love surrounds and sustains you. No matter where you go, God's love is there. Wherever you are, you will sink or swim in God's ocean of love. The Bible says that God breathed into man the breath of life, and he became a living soul. But it doesn't stop there. Real power happens when God breathes His love into your life. It transforms your mind and heals your damaged emotions. Nothing is more powerful than God's love. When all else fails, when the hand of flesh falls limp, God's love remains unfettered and unstoppable. When His love comes in the front door, misery, despair, and depression head for the emergency exit. Every time you see love, you see the hand of God at work. God doesn't send bolts of lightning to shock you into attention or thunder His commandments into your mind. He quietly and unobtrusively puts His love in your heart and makes your life worth living. He gently reminds you that He is still there. You can see Him if you open your eyes and hear Him if you open your ears to His message of love. He is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He wants to transform your life with real power and breathe His love into your life. What distinguishes psychobabble from God's love is real power. God's love has enough power to heal your heart and transform your mind. Nothing can do what God's love can, and nothing can do it as well, and the positive effects last for eternity. You have a new mind and healed emotions, and the cure lasts forever. When all therapies have failed and fallen by the wayside, God's love endures. It never gives up on you and never surrenders to despair. Nothing is too hard for God. He created the human heart and mind and knows everything that can go wrong. He doesn't need to do research and ask anyone for advice. You don't have to wait for someone to discover the cure. God already has the cure for what ails you. He is the powerhouse of unconditional love and has an endless supply that will restore health to your heart and mind. God's love not only points your life in the right direction, it also gives you the power to make the trip.